Dean Kamen's name and his long list of patents is almost legendary among today's inventors and entrepreneurs. But the general public may know Kamen best as the creator of the Segway Personal Transporter. Designed for a single upright driver, the two-wheeled self-balancing electric device can move across almost any level surface. When it was introduced in 2001, some predicted the Segway would revolutionize how people get around. That hasn't quite happened, yet Kamen continues to invent devices, mostly for the healthcare field. Actually, he says, the Segway grew out of one of those devices.
One of those products was a way to help the disabled community get around. We called it an iBot, and in order to help people that can't walk meet their peers, look them in the eye, be at eye level throughout the day, be able to walk up a curb or a flight of stairs, we needed to figure out how to restore essentially human balance, when we artificially created human balance in what looks like a very sophisticated wheelchair. After 10 years of development, the iBot worked.
Kamen's career as an inventor began when he was only 5 years old, when he devised a system of knobs and pulleys that would straighten out the sheets and blanket on his bed each morning, automatically. In high school, he devised a groundbreaking audiovisual system that he eventually sold to planetariums worldwide. After a stint in college, he teamed up with his brother, a medical student at the time, to develop the world's first automatic syringe for premature infants.
But soon we found that we could build these little pumps, and instead of putting them on these babies, we could put them on the belt of a full-grown adult and deliver insulin to diabetics, which became a very large opportunity for my little company. And so I eventually moved out of the basement and ended up selling that entire business to one of the large pharmaceutical giants of the world, and then moved on to doing other kinds of medical research.
That research led to other important innovations by Kamen's company, Decca Research and Development. One was a kidney dialysis machine patients could use at home. Until Kamen's Home Choice PD was introduced in 1995, most people suffering from kidney disease had to be in the hospital several times a week to flush out the accumulated toxins in their bodies. Kamen and his team of engineers also created a bionic or electromechanical arm capable of such precise movements that it allows upper arm amputees to grasp small objects. The arm is also powerful enough to lift objects weighing up to 18 kilograms. The so-called DECA arm is now being clinically tested.
One of the great things about working on medical products is you can do good while you're doing well. It's a good business, and somehow at the end of the day, when you go to bed very tired because you have a really tough problem, you go to bed really happy because you're going to be giving health and life to people.
One essential ingredient for health and life is clean water. Yet around the world, lack of access to clean drinking water puts the lives and well-being of millions of people at risk. So Kamen and his engineers designed a small portable water purification machine that could be brought to any village or urban slum in the world.
It has to be so simple that it has two hoses on it. One, you stick in anything that looks wet, no matter what's wrong with the water, and out of the other one comes absolutely crystal clear drinkable water. We've made such a machine. It makes 1,000 liters of water a day using less total electric input than a handheld hair dryer. So we're very excited about the technical achievement. Now we have to figure out how to get these boxes put all over the world.
Kamen says his most gratifying invention to date isn't a machine, but an educational foundation called FIRST. It's an acronym meaning for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. Kamen explains it's devoted to bringing hands-on science and engineering education to young people who may be more interested in basketball and pop stars than the next great life-saving device or renewable energy source. The foundation's main activity is a competition for high schoolers. Kamen calls it a varsity sport of the mind, where students must take a bag of parts and build a robot that can perform a task of Kamen's choosing. At the premier FIRST Robotics Championship in 1992, 28 high school teams competed in a gym. In 2009, nearly 1,700 teams and their mentors competed at the 72,000-seat Georgia Dome Stadium.
I started FIRST because I believe that if you can show kids just a little bit that science and technology is accessible, it is rewarding, it is fun, by putting them in a venue in which it's presented as entertainment, it will stir them up. They'll never go back. They'll start a serious life of thinking about science and technology, studying math and physics, and they'll become the next generation of great innovators.
Today, Dean Kamen is a wealthy man with two large houses, two helicopters, a private jet, and millions of dollars in the bank. But Kamen measures his true wealth by how much he's been able to help others. I hope, Kamen says, that someday people will say of me, he put back more into the world than he took out. And he took out a lot. With Dean Kamen, I'm Adam Phillips reporting from New York.